Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Oh, but I was thinking about this.
What's that?
17 years since 9/11. Can you believe it?
17 years, yeah.
It has come, and it's just amazing, but just to think.
Such a tragedy.
Yeah, such a tragedy. To think that, I mean, I feel grateful that our country has not suffered attack on our soil like that again.
Yeah.
Of course, there was Benghazi on 9/11, but.
All the men, all the women that were lost that day, almost 3,000.
Yeah.
1.4 approximately million lives have been lost since that day across the world. 300,000 American citizens who say, "We will fight for your freedom," soldiers have brain injury from that war. We've lost thousands and thousands of men and women who closed their restaurants up and went to fight for freedom, to free, you know, the world from tyranny and what was taking place through radical Islamic terrorism, through ISIS and what they said was their caliphate. Beheadings of Christians, beheadings of Muslims who weren't Muslim enough. Christians were getting the letter for Nazarene over the doorways, that they were going to come back and either you convert or we're going to kill you and take your things and enslave your daughters and enslave your wives. And they were selling women into sex slavery and, you know, marrying them off to.
This is a long progression over time, but it's been a journey the last 17 years.
Well, this is what, you know, this 9/11 was a big, from that expression was coming towards us, and the evil just rose up. And, you know, think about the things, I mean, you saw that on our own program when you see, you know, a journalist who is just trying to, that's how you learn the news, because a journalist goes into battles and reports what's going on. But James Foley went there to report what was going on, both sides, you know, what was happening. And they took him and they held him captive. And over a long period of time, and his parents tried to get President Barack Obama to go free him, to get him out. And they just wouldn't, you know, although they just wouldn't, even though they just didn't. And then next thing you know, in front of the entire world, you know, James Foley, and we were very, you know, should we bring this to you? Should we not bring this to you? But the truth was, if we don't see it, we don't understand what's going on.
Yeah.
And you know, it was just, they beheaded James Foley in front of the entire world. A British soldier coming out of one of the barracks over in Great Britain and England. He was crossing the street. Somebody had just assaulted him. This radical Islamic terrorist attacks him and beheads him in the streets. We had people at Fort Hood in America who was a fellow officer in the United States military began to fire and shoot and kill all of our many of our soldiers. We had a lady in the workplace
in Oklahoma,
who she was beheaded in the workplace because she wouldn't convert. And if it wasn't for the Second Amendment right in Constitution of America, which says you have the right to bear arms, then he would have done more.
That's right.
But the supervisor, the owner of the company, whatever it was, we have it on the VFN torch at VFNKB.com. He killed the man that's trying to just beheaded his fellow employee. And it was like this stuff was becoming normal.
Normal, and there was almost literally no response.
The new normal
from the executive branch.
Yes,
I mean, things were happening. There were all these, like you just listed, all these atrocities.
Right.
And there was nothing being done. Now think about how much things have changed in the last 23 months, where you have a president who's gotten, you know, North Korean hostages, where Americans brought back.
Right.
You have a call from this president asking for the pastor in Turkey to be released.
Right.
Not just asking to be released,
and
but there's sanctions with teeth, actions.
And because they're just holding him hostage. They didn't do anything wrong.
Of course, but you're seeing respect being returned back to the United States. We're saying,
the
Iran
nuclear deal was ended.
But
prior to that, they took our sailors and took them in and made them take their shoes off and put them down under like an arrested format. I mean,
and what they did to that Jordanian pilot when they put him in a cage like an animal and set him on fire.
This is what the mentality was, in that they caught this particular pilot, you know, and King of Jordan,
Abdullah.
Is you know, he's a good guy and he stood up for a lot of for America.
Sure.
He was at the prayer breakfast in America that he sent his pilot to be able to help stop what's going on, you know, some of his military to stop the radical Islamic terrorism and this ISIS caliphate thing. And they captured him. They put him in a cage. They put a burning substance that would set on fire on him. Then they set a trial of like gunpowder for what, gasoline. And then they filmed it all and they lit that on fire and they video watching this Jordanian pilot who went to come against radical Islamic terrorism and this ISIS thing that was going on to help us all in this thing. And they burned him alive. Mm. And this is what began on 9/11. This is what was coming our way. And many, many soldiers, many, many people. But in the last previous administration, it was on steroids and it just shot up and it was just loosed across the world. I mean, it happened, you know, while former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was just setting fires, it seemed like, around the world. You know, Benghazi and all the things that were going on.
Which happened on 9/11, by the way.
Yes. And so we're saying all this to say this, that listen, we have to remember those who gave their life. Mm. You know, they were. It was a blue, perfect sky that day. The last thing you would have thought this would have happened, but it happened. And that's why it's important to understand the nation whose God is the Lord is safe, and they yes. celebrate and they cheer it. But those who in power that are not set on good, but they're bent on evil, it says the people cringe their teeth. And God has a hedge around us that he could barely lift it up a little bit, but he could take it away. And America, as you know it, would totally change. And we heard you all the way from Indonesia, you know, when you wrote to us and told us, you know, please, you know, thank you for standing up for truth and light and what's going on. But I just wanted to give a salute and a thank you to all the rescuers, all the families that lost loved ones on 9/11, all the soldiers, men and women, who went out and risked everything and stopped everything to be able to stop this.
And all the civilians, the citizens who rose up in New York and said, I'm going to play my part. Yes. It's one thing that I see with tragedy, with hurricanes and attacks and all these different things, that when the chips are down, it seems like as Americans, we can really come together and just lay everything on the line to help out our fellow man. And I hope we can remember that again. I hope, if nothing out of this season, that we can remember that we're all humans. We all need each other.
Right.
And then when someone's down, we want to be that person to help instead of be the one always receiving.
And we hear about Dunkirk and the 300-something thousand, I believe it was, of military men that were rescued by the local citizens in England and all. But that day on 9/11, over 500,000 New Yorkers were rescued by ferry boats and all these different boats that came in a nine-hour period.
Hours.
And so there are heroes everywhere. And it was just amazing.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.